Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians 2:1.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 2:1. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. How might you finish that if-then statement? How does the encouragement you receive through your intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, the comfort you receive from knowing that He loves you deeply, completely, and eternally, that He's always loved you and always will, how does the power and the presence of God's Holy Spirit within you and the tenderness and the compassion He shows you impact your life and how you respond to others? Have you paused to consider that? Sometimes when I read passages like the ones that follow today's verse, calling me to love others sacrificially, to choose gentleness in the face of hostility, persevering love when it feels easier to turn away, and courageous love when I know I'm risking heartache, I can read such instructions as hard and unfair rules to follow rather than what I believe God intends them to be, expressions of a filled, healed, freed, and well-loved heart. Paul, the first century church planter who wrote the letter from which today's verse comes, he began the chapter with the word therefore, pointing back to what he'd written prior, perhaps in all of chapter 1, although more likely in reference to what he wrote in verses 27 to 30, where he told us to live in a manner worthy of the gospel. In other words, in light of the price Christ paid, why He paid it, and what this means for the world and for us. In short, He didn't just free us from the penalties of sin, but from its soul-crushing, enslaving effects as well. We've received the Holy Spirit deposited within our souls, giving us the power and the desire to live for Him. That is a huge gift. And we honor Christ and His death when we use that gift, when we access all the power available to us through faith in Christ. That power, God's uniting, empowering, and transforming Spirit, it leads to freedom in our lives and our relationships, a freedom that flourishes in the safe places soul deep unity creates, where we realize, as chapter 1 indicates, we truly are united by the Holy Spirit, adopted into one interconnected and interdependent family, transformed and experiencing even greater transformation day by day. This unity means that we're not alone when difficulties and persecution hit. Therefore, because we're empowered, loved, transformed, and redeemed, united in Christ at a high price, and if we experience comfort, encouragement, compassion, affection, and connection with Him and one another, then may we live as if all these things are true. May we live in our new reality. May we more accurately reflect the One who is and always has been completely and fully loved and completely and fully free, Jesus Christ. The One who, as the passage that follows today's verse states, was God, came to earth in human form, who knew that He was God, why He'd come, and who chose in love to do so. He didn't feel the need to use his divinity, his power, his authority to his own advantage. He didn't need to fight for his way or defend himself against the hateful masses, nor was he willing to, for that would detract from his mission. And as I consider his mission, one he willingly, resolutely embraced, I'm reminded of Hebrews 12, verse 2, that tells us that he endured coming to earth in a humble state, taking on flesh, enduring the cross, and dying in our place. He endured all of that for the joy set before him. A joy I believe that comes in part from seeing you and I, his redeemed children, set free and knowing precisely where and with whom, with him and all his other children from all time, we will be spending eternity. Had Jesus allowed the Pharisees who mocked him and slandered him and tried to discredit him, the government officials like Herod and Pilate who allowed and even helped facilitate the greatest injustice ever known to man, the religious leaders who mocked and beat him, or the Roman officials who crucified him, had he allowed all of those people to deter his resolve, he would have forfeited our salvation, a horrific thought. But I also wonder if perhaps he would have robbed himself of the eternal joy Hebrews 12:2 speaks of as well. I can't help but wonder if the same holds true for you and I. Yes, we're to imitate Christ out of love and gratitude for all he's given us. Gratitude for an incomprehensibly costly gift we could never repay, one that changed the trajectory of our lives and fills us with the most wonderful gifts mentioned in today's verse. But we can do so with courage, with peace, and with hope-filled anticipation, knowing that there's incredible joy on the other side. When we understand this, we are more able to say, like Paul, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because we know the best is yet to come, and good is indeed coming. Of that, we can be certain. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for sending your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to earth to take on flesh, to take our sins upon himself, to die in our place, to take the penalty that we deserve so that we could be reconciled with you, so that we could experience life in you. And so that we could receive all of the wonderful gifts that Scripture tells us we have because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Connection with you, intimacy with God the Father, the creator of our souls, the Holy Spirit living within us to empower us, to teach us, to comfort us, to guide us. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. All of these wonderful gifts that you have placed within us. We praise you for your comfort. We praise you for your faithfulness and your power bestowed upon us who believe. Help us to live more consistently in that power. Help us to live more deeply anchored in your love and your grace. Fill us so completely with your love, with freedom in you, that it just flows from us and onto everyone else we encounter. Give us the courage and the strength to willingly yield to you however you lead, knowing you are always leading us towards increased joy, increased health, and increased freedom. It's in the name of your Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.